Okay, you hear that?
That low hum building somewhere out past the edge of summer, that is the sound of 500,000 people pointing their airplanes, their RVs, their dusty old pickup trucks, all toward one little patch of Wisconsin. I'm Ramp, and this is Ramp Check on Radio Hangar, and today I'm taking you to the place, the big one, the mothership, EAA. AirVenture Oshkosh and friends, it is coming. Let me set the table for you, because if you have never been, I genuinely do not think I can do it justice in 20 minutes. But I am going to try, and if you have been, then you already know. You are already grinning. You are already smelling the bratwurst. Late July, Whitman Regional Airport in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. For about 1 week, this single field becomes the busiest airport on the entire planet. I am not kidding. Busier than Atlanta. Busier than Chicago O'Hare. More takeoffs and landings than anywhere on Earth. Roughly 10,000 airplanes fly in. 10,000. They line them up wingtip to wingtip in the grass until the field looks like somebody spilled a giant box of toy planes across the whole of Winnebago County. Before I take you deeper onto that ramp, let me tell you who's making this segment possible. Today's Ramp Check is brought to you by AviationSoul.com, aviation challenge coins for every step of the journey. First solo, private pilot, instrument, all the way up, mark the milestones that matter. Every coin tells a story. And let me tell you, the people who make the pilgrimage to Oshkosh, those are people who understand that a milestone deserves to be marked. AviationSoul.com. Go check them out. Now let me take you there. Picture the approach. You are inbound to Oshkosh during AirVenture, and the Federal Aviation Administration, the FAA, publishes this thing called the NOTAM, the Notice to Air Missions. For Oshkosh, it is not a paragraph. It is a booklet, pages and pages, because the normal rules of the sky get suspended, and a whole special set of arrival procedures takes over, and the heart of it is a railroad track and a little town called Ripon.
Here is how it works, and this is one of the coolest things in all of aviation. You fly to Ripon, Wisconsin. You get down low, 1,800 feet, 90 knots, and you find the railroad tracks. You follow the tracks northeast to a town called Fisk, and at Fisk there is a controller standing in a field, with binoculars and a radio, and he does not call you by your tail number. He cannot. There are too many of you nose to tail, a conga line of airplanes stretching for miles, so he calls you by your color. He goes, "High wing Cessna, blue and white, rock your wings," and you rock your wings, and he goes, "Good rock, blue and white Cessna, welcome to Oshkosh, follow the Cherokee ahead," and that's it, that is your clearance. You just got sequenced into the busiest airport on Earth by a guy who liked your paint job. Come on, how is that not the greatest thing you have ever heard? And then you get to the field, and there are colored dots painted on the runway. Land on the green dot. Land on the orange dot. They will put 3 airplanes on the same runway at the same time. You touch down, they want you off and rolling, and a volunteer in a straw hat is waving you into the grass to a parking spot you will not find again for 2 days without landmarks. That is the arrival. And I haven't even gotten to the show yet. Let me tell you what you actually see when you're there. You walk the flight line at Oshkosh, and you're walking through living aviation history, all at once, all crammed together. Over here, warbirds, row after row of P-51 Mustangs, the smell of 100-octane AB-25 Mitchell starting up, and those 2 big radials cough and bark and spit a little flame and then settle into that thunder you feel in your chest. You do not hear a radial engine, you feel it.
Walk a little further, and you are in vintage. Yellow Cubs, red Wacos, old Stinsons with fabric wings polished so bright you can see your face in the cowling. There are people who have spent 15 years restoring these airplanes in a garage in Ohio, and now they are sitting in a lawn chair next to it, just waiting, hoping you will stop and ask. So stop and ask. Every single one of those airplanes has a person and a story behind it. Then you cross over into home builds. This is the soul of the Experimental Aircraft Association, the EAA, which is what runs this whole show. People who built their airplane with their hands. In a basement in a barn over a decade of weekends, vans, RVs, as far as you can see, sleek little composite rockets. Things that look like science fiction. And the builders are right there beaming because at Oshkosh somebody finally gets it, and then the afternoon air show starts and the sky just fills up the blue angels or the thunderbirds tearing across the field.
aerobatic legends rolling and tumbling. And then there's the night-air show and friends. You have to see the night-air show. They put on a pyro show, airplanes with fireworks streaming off the wings, twisting in the dark, and the whole crowd is on its back in the grass, and it ends with the wall of fire. They light up the runway in a literal wall of flame, and you feel the heat from a quarter mile away. People gasp every year, every single year. But here's the thing I really want you to understand about Oshkosh. The airplanes are incredible, they are, but that is not actually why people come back. They come back for the campground. See, most of those 10,000 airplanes, the people who flew them in, they camp right under the wing. They pitch a tent on the grass beside their airplane, and they stay for the week. It is called Camp Scholler and the North 40 and the South 40. And at night, when the show is over, you walk those rows, and there are little fires and folding chairs, and somebody is playing a guitar, and somebody else is telling a story about a flight they will never forget, and everybody is welcome at every fire.
That is the part nobody can put in a brochure. You meet a guy from Alaska who flew a 40-year-old Cessna across the entire continent. You meet a family who flew in together, kids and all. The kids already pilots. You meet somebody who has come to Oshkosh 50 years in a row, 50. And it started back when a man named Paul Poberesny moved the whole convention to Oshkosh in 1970. And it grew and it grew, and now it is this. And I love the moment every year when you see some kid, 8, 9 years old, and they are standing under the wing of a Mustang looking straight up with their mouth wide open. And you know, you just know, that kid is gone. That is a pilot now. That is somebody who is going to spend the rest of their life chasing this feeling. The EAA runs a whole program for them. The Young Eagles, getting kids up in airplanes for free. Over 2 million kids flown now. 2 million. That is the future of all of this, getting built one wide-eyed kid at a time, right there on that grass. Now, let me give you the practical stuff. Because this is a preview, and some of you are sitting there right now doing the math, wondering if you can make it happen this year. And you can, if you are flying yourself in. Study that NOTAM. Read it, then read it again. Then watch the videos. Practice flying at exactly 90 knots and exactly 1,800 feet. Because over Ripon you will be doing both, while a dozen other airplanes do the same thing all around you. You know the colours of your airplane. Be ready to rock those wings, and if it sounds intimidating, here is the truth. Thousands of low-time pilots do it every single year, and they do it because they prepared. Not flying in. Drive. Loads of people drive or fly commercial into Appleton just up the road, or even Milwaukee or Chicago, and make the trip up. There is bus service, there is parking, there is camping for the non-pilots, too. You do not need an airplane to fall in love with this place.
Bring a hat. Bring sunscreen. Bring better walking shoes than you think you need, because that flight line is miles long, and you will walk all of it and then walk it again. Bring more water than you think. It is July in Wisconsin, and it can be brutally hot, or it can pour rain sometimes, both in the same afternoon. And bring some cash for the forums, because beyond the airplanes there are hundreds of forums and workshops where you can learn to weld, learn to cover a wing in fabric, learn from astronauts, learn from test pilots, learn from the people who actually built the machines you have been reading about your whole life, and eat. Oh, eat. The food at Oshkosh is its own event. The brats, the famous corn, the ice cream. You will smell funnel cake and Avgas at the same time, and somehow that becomes the smell of summer for the rest of your life.
I want to leave you with one image, because I think it is the one that gets people. It is evening. The air show's done. The sun is going down over Whitman Field, and it is throwing this gold light across thousands and thousands of airplanes parked in the grass as far as you can possibly see. And it gets quiet. Sort of, just the murmur of all those people, all those campfires starting up. And somewhere a radial engine turns over one last time for the day and settles down. And you realize you are standing in the middle of the single largest gathering of airplanes and the people who love them anywhere on the planet, once a year, right here. And there is nowhere on earth you would rather be. That is Air Venture, that is Oshkosh. Late July, Whitman Regional Airport, Oshkosh, Wisconsin. The dates and all the arrival details are up on the EAA's site, and I'd point you to the EAA itself and the official Air Venture NOTAM from the FAA for everything you need to plan your trip. You can find more from me over at RadioHangar.com. And listen, if there is any way at all, you can make it happen this year. Do it. Go. I will be out there on the flight line somewhere, grinning like an idiot, and I would love to share a campfire.
This is Ramp. Go fly something. I'll see you at Oshkosh.